DW. The streets and lanes around the Jama Masjid area are always brimming and pulsating with life. It houses India's largest mosque. Tucked in a far corner of this predominantly Muslim part of New Delhi, I walk through a maze of lanes and alleyways and finally find Najma. She's 35 years old, and the lean, determined woman is busy with her daily chores in a small two-room shanty. A mother of six, Najma was divorced 4 years back after 19 years of marriage.
I still don't know what happened. He harbored ill feelings about me before the divorce. Then, one day, out of the blue, he uttered talaq 3 times over the phone. He told my father about it, and that was it.
Najma has had to raise the kids on her own, providing them with an education and food. The family is just barely scraping by.
There is nobody to help. I just have my children. I have to work to feed them and send them to school. My former husband has not bothered to inquire about me or the children's well-being.
For decades, men could do this. But many women are now demanding an end to the practice of triple talaq. Petitions have started across the country to draw attention to the thousands of women rendered destitute by it. Farida Khan, 52, had a similar fate.
I was divorced 30 years ago, and at that time I had a 2-year-old child and was pregnant too. My husband at that time was not happy with the dowry that was given to him during marriage. It's not that he didn't like me. It was my in-laws who put pressure on him.
Farida has now taken on a new role, educating women from her community of the ills of triple talaq.
I don't think much has changed in the last 30 years. Men continue to subjugate women and get away with it. The only difference I see now is that women have begun to realize the injustice and they are raising their voices.
Behind Hindus, Muslims are the largest religious minority in India. They are 170 million. Which is just under 15% of the country's 1.2 billion people. The constitution allows them to regulate matters such as marriage, divorce, and inheritance through what's known as the Muslim Personal Law. The All India Muslim Personal Law Board, a non-governmental body, oversees the application of Muslim personal law. They don't want the government meddling in Muslim affairs, and they oppose the ban on triple talaq and polygamy because they want to preserve their identity in a greater Indian society. However, women groups and activists, including Indian Muslims, feel the two issues should not be mixed up. Shabnam Hashmi is the founder of Anhad, an organization fighting to have triple talaq abolished.
There is no place for triple talaq either in any civilized society or even in Islam. But in India, the people who claim to be the torch bearers of Islam, they have been forcing this. They have kind of validated this triple talaq.
The matter is being debated hotly across the country. And Shabnam Hashmi knows it's going to be a tough journey.
There's going to be a backlash from the Muslim fundamentalist forces. There is no doubt about it. They are consolidating. There is a need for more and more Muslim women to come out, which is not easy because people are actually, if you ask me, feeling afraid to be vocal about triple talaq or about other questions related to women's rights within Islam.
Women groups in the country have been holding seminars and public meetings to highlight the issue and mobilize opinion. They say issues of identity and economic survival have put the basic rights of women on the back burner. Maimuna Mulla of the All India Democratic Women Association believes more is at play.
Yes, there definitely is politics. One is the patriarchal vested interest in continuing instant triple talaq, and the other is the government's stand on the whole issue of personal law, as if it's only the Muslim personal law which is anti-women, as if all the other laws are very egalitarian.
But Mulla is determined to fight.
The resolution is one, and that is ban instant triple talaq.
Uzma Naheed has been working with impoverished and Muslim women across the country. Though she comes from a pious background, she is critical of the religious establishment for keeping women in this miserable state.
I think that most of the problems are because of poverty. Because of the poverty, there is educational backwardness. You know, they need more empowerment.
Uzma's assertions aren't based on mere emotion. The government's own data shows Muslims are some of the most excluded and marginalized communities in India. At the moment, the matter is pending before the Supreme Court. Several Muslim women have knocked at the doors of the judiciary for relief, and their demands are clear. Ban triple talaq and establish, once and for all, laws that do justice to both genders. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.
This report was brought to you by DW.